This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, all across the Caribbean, and around the world via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping out in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you very much for what you're doing to keep us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks working the oil rigs, not only in the U.S., but out there around the world. Thank you very much for keeping America rolling along, and oil dropped off yesterday. So, don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and jump on into the chat room once you do that. And we helped our friend Dave Foss yesterday to do that when he came out to have lunch with us. And a big thank you to everybody that showed up at Mixon's yesterday to have lunch with us. And Al, you and your lovely wife, and all my friends, and my Marine buddy that came down from Tampa with his wife to come down. And really appreciate all that. You guys rock. And we'll see you again this weekend down there at the gun show in Sarasota. All right, here he is, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, my friend?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I'll tell you what, we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and don't forget about it at all. Now, Kyle, the lunatics are out in the news world right now, because here's why. Disney owns ABC News, right?
That's correct, yes.
And ABC News last night called CHAZ, the new inner-city community inside Seattle that's been taken over by several hundred millennial college students and that like, called that a festive zone. What?
Yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my head around this, Captain, and some of those people in what they call the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, they seem to be heavily armed as well, and they're making demands that are very, very bizarre, but you did mention that it's being described as a so-called festive zone. Well, the reports I'm hearing are that, well, they're having poetry readings, and they're watching movies, and they're having children draw with chalk on the street, and it just seems to be such a wonderful time, except for the fact that they do have heavily armed people that we do have reports are extorting money from businesses.
That's correct.
Causing people to identify themselves. See, people live within that area, too. And so there is all kinds of problems with what they are doing there, because this is not a separate political entity from the United States of America. These people are holding ground that quite frankly, doesn't belong to them.
Well, that's true, and they're also making a mess out of it, as they usually do, and I'm just going to let it lay there. You can do the imagination. Yesterday, they had to bring in a bunch of porta-potties and set them in there because of what was happening on the street again. Again, use your imagination. And you said kids playing in the street. Yeah, they're out there playing in all that mess, plus they swept it up, pick up the trash, this, that, and the other, and no sooner had the trans, garbage people in the city of Seattle people left after cleaning it up, and it was a mess again.
Exactly right. And, of course, they have their list of bizarre demands, which are pretty much, you know, their laundry list of anarchist, socialist sort of laundry list of stuff. They want to have the abolition of imprisonment, especially the abolition of both youth prisons and privately owned for-profit prisons. Can't have that anymore.
Yeah.
They want socialized health and medicine for the city of Seattle, free public housing, because housing is a right and not a privilege, they say.
Yeah.
And it goes on from there.
All right. Well, Eric is chiming in here, and he's saying that in his opinion, he believes the Trump administration has about another 36 to 72 hours before they begin to take control of this narrative in the city of Seattle, because they've got to step in. They've got to be tough. And here's why. If they don't, there's other cities, other blue cities in the United States where they'll go in and do the same exact thing.
Well, absolutely right. This is obviously being looked at as a model for similar types of things to happen. And again, you know, this goes beyond protesting, having change, all the things that I think so many Americans already agree upon and already understand the need for. However, this seems to go way past that, especially, Captain, if we get reports that people are being told to pay, you know, protection money, essentially.
And they are.
And they are. But this seems to be the antithesis of having a wonderful area that's been taken over by peace and love. This just doesn't compute. I can't imagine that we're seeing this.
That was like Woodstock back in the day, you know, and it was all peace and love. But by the time that was done, that was a real mess.
That was a real mess. Well, exactly. My question is, of course, there are property owners involved here, people who are operating businesses.
Sure.
They pay taxes. With the expectation that the government is going to keep open the ability for, you know, peaceful commerce to take place and have a peaceful place to live, basically. This seems, again, to go against all of that. I'd say there'd be lawsuits involved now.
I would think so. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on a Friday morning as we cruise across the overnight radio airwaves. And a big shout-out to all our listeners that are listening to us right now up there in Seattle on KITZ Mega Talk Radio. And we wish you well. And get a grip on reality up there, folks. Start thinking about how you're going to take your city back from these morons that have got control of it down there, because they're not doing you any favors.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Yeah. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and thank you very much for tuning in and for chiming in and opining. We got a whole bunch of people in the chat room tonight. Howdy, howdy to everybody that's in the official Captain's America Third Watch chat room. Now, want to let everybody know that this portion of the program is brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor. Had a couple of conversations with people yesterday that were there at the Have Lunch with the Captain at Mixon Farms about Relief Factor, and yes, I have been taking it for 4 years, and it works for me. It really works for me. Now, I've had some problems here in the last couple of months with my left leg that are related to the World Trade Center, and it got serious with me, and I had to get serious back, and the Relief Factor helped me, and it's helping me even more right now that I've corrected the problem that I was having there. But if you're suffering from arthritis and back pain and neck pain and shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, or you've just got just general muscle aches and pains from just your everyday activities, whatever those might happen to be, I want you to trot on over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there, take a look at the little 2.5 minute tutorial that's right there by Pete and Seth Tabbitt, the father and son team that founded and own Relief Factor. And you'll see the Relief Factor 3 week quick start pop up. When that does, take a look at it. It's $19.95. Get started on it for the 3 week quick start. And you'll know, you will know, within 2-3 weeks at the most, whether or not that's going to work for you. And I will tell you this, once you know it's going to work for you, then you're on the plan. All you got to do is just stay right there, and it'll keep coming to you. And I've been doing it for 4 years, and I swear by it because it works for me. It's just that simple. Okay, over to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to give a special shout-out to a special listener, Julie in Atlanta. And we want to thank her for being a loyal listener and for calling in and opining. She doesn't like to go on the air, but she called me during the break. And she said to say hello to you, and she loves the show. So, Kyle, it's your turn to say hello to her.
Well, we really thank you for calling, and we really appreciate your comments, and thanks for listening. Absolutely.
You betcha, and we appreciate you, Julie. Okay, now, I want to play Kaylee McEnany, who's our favorite gal pal down here in Tampa. She is from Tampa. Her parents live down here, and she's married to a ball player who plays baseball, who trains out of down here. But anyway, here is what she had to say today, and I'll tell you what, she is spot on.
Let me say this about Democrats and what they're putting forward. The real motive of Democrats here is undergirded in the defund the police movement. Some are endorsing lighter versions of that, or they're trying to claim making money contingent to police units and to departments is somehow it's kind of like the light version of defund the police. But make no mistake, defund the police means defund the police, and it doesn't matter who you're talking about in the Democrat Party. That's the real motive here, as we've heard from Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, all the way to the mayor, the governor out of Michigan, I believe it was, who said, in fact, that this is a movement that she likes the spirit of. So the Democrats are signaling that this is where they'd like to go, and defunding our police officers is an untenable proposition, one that would cause mass havoc, as we saw in L.A. when they announced removing $150 million from LAPD, and we saw a 250% spike in homicides. That's not what we want in this country.
Now, that's not what we want in this country. And again, this radio show and myself, and I will let Kyle speak for himself, myself support our police, Blue Lives Matter, 199%. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, no, I would echo that, Captain. The whole thing, of course, is support for law and order, support for police officers. We know that most of the people, the 99.9%, they sign up because they want to help others. They have a calling to serve their community, and they put their lives on the line. I don't know about you, but making a traffic stop in the middle of the night
is very dangerous.
Very dangerous, exactly.
And that call you get to a family disturbance is very dangerous.
Exactly right, because you never know what kind of situation you're going to run into.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why the police train and compare notes. This is, as I said, it's a calling. And so, yes, of course we support the police. But, you know, these calls for defunding the police, Captain, they are going to intensify because it seems like, you know, they sort of dip their toe in the water. Then they start getting a little bit more support. Then there's qualifications on it. But in the end, just like Kaylee McEnany was talking about, it's really more of it's all in, basically. Defund the police means to defund the police. And Lord only knows what they think would go in its place. But one thing I do see happening, though, Captain, is that you have people who are trying to make it literally impossible to have a police force in communities in this country. The standards will be so high, it will never be good enough, and they really do mean what they say when they want to get rid of the police.
Well, the president took a trip yesterday to Dallas, and he spoke to community and faith leaders at Gateway Church. Now, that's one of the largest, if not the largest, churches in the country. I believe it's got 30,000 members that go there. That's how big of a church it is. And he presented his vision for advancing the causes of justice and freedom. Now, Americans are for sure outraged by the horrific killing of George Floyd, and the president has directed Attorney General Bill Barr to expedite the federal investigation into the incident altogether. Now, we must ensure, Kyle, that injustices like this never happen again in our country. And as I told you, and as I told the listeners, police, fire, EMS is continual training. Now, might they need to tweak the training around a little bit? Yep. Might they need to get rid of the so-called chokehold and what they were using, that maneuver they were using on George Floyd? Oh, absolutely. But I'll tell you something. Unfortunately, extremists want to exploit this whole tragedy to push their radical agenda that's only going to lead to more crime, more poverty, more suffering, and we can't let that happen.
No, not at all. And I'm so glad you pointed out again about the training. And also, see, because what you're talking about, Captain, is a reasonable approach to what we saw happen on the video. That is what reasonable people do. And that's what people of good conscience, people of good character, we come together and we have, because we have a system in this country by which we change laws and policies and these kinds of things. And the protesting, obviously, is First Amendment rights. But what we see going on with intimidation, that becomes a whole different story. And unfortunately, the system, which is supposed to be the coming together of reasonable people, can't function. And they know it. That's why they're trying to hobble the system as best they can.
And Eric is saying something about how many of these cities experiencing these riots and whatnot are in unrest, have zero money, or are about to go broke funding public pensions to include the police. Well, a lot of them, Eric, a lot of them, but they've also don't have leaders there. It's being evidenced by what we're seeing when you give up your city to a bunch of radicals that come in. But you know, Kyle, there's no freedom or no opportunity without safety. We haven't talked about this, but I'm going to talk about it now. I've been sitting on the story about Chicago last weekend. 48 people were shot and 18 were killed on the last day of May, the most violent day in Chicago in 60 years, right in the middle of these riots.
Isn't that something? But yet it doesn't seem to capture the imagination of the mainstream media, because that is a horrendously bad...
It's a democratic city.
And it's a democratic city. Well, yeah, in fact, what we're seeing happen for the most part is happening in the Democrat-controlled cities. And one would think that why haven't we seen substantive reform like we're hearing called for right now? Why haven't we seen that from Democrat-controlled cities up to this point? It's the same as Nancy Pelosi walking through Statuary Hall and suddenly realizing that some of these statues are people from the Confederacy. She never noticed this before, you know, but it's all because it becomes this political bandwagon, which, again, hobbles the system to allow us to affect change that it would actually be meaningful and lasting. So it turns into a free-for-all.
Well, our cities have made progress. It's not like everything's going downhill, because we're talking about all our cities. Our cities have made progress, and violent crime and murder rates have fallen in general. Unfair sentencing rules that we've seen from the 1994 Clinton crime law also have been reversed by the president. The United States has achieved its lowest black unemployment rate in history. I mean, this is all stuff that's there. We've made real progress. Racial justice, we've come a long way, baby. Economic growth, religious freedom, and more. And we'll get into more about this because we're going to talk about policing. We're going to talk about access to the Capitol when we come back and what needs to be done there. And everybody gets a chance to get their 2 cents worth in. Health care, education, choice. And again, this is the fundamental transformation of America that you are watching going on right in front of your eyes. It's been going on since way back in the 60s. I know, because I was alive then, and I saw it going on then, and it's going on now. Only this time, it's a little bit more radical than what we saw back in the 60s. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With new coronavirus cases spiking in a number of states around the country that have reopened, Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin says there is no way we can reclose the economy.
We can't shut down the economy again. I think we've learned that if you shut down the economy, you're going to create more damage, and not just economic damage, but there are other areas, medical problems and everything else that get put on hold. But I think we've learned a lot. And I also would just say the fact that Congress, the House, the Senate responded with the administration in an unprecedented way to put $3 trillion in the economy, and we're prepared to go back to Congress for more money to support the American worker. So we're going to get everybody back to work.
Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, and new stats released by the Department of Labor. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you very much, pretty announcer lady. Now, we appreciate her. That's Kathy Curtis. She does my liners. The other thing we want to tell you about is this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, if you're driving an RV, a motorcycle, a boat, an ATV, whatever the deal happens to be, whatever it is that you operate to go back and forth to work or do whatever you do, you can get a rate quote online just by typing in your zip code. Now, if you want to talk to an agent, you can do that too. They'll tell you who your local agent is and away you go. But in the meantime, you can also lower your policy dramatically if you have homeowners or renters insurance with them, because they carry both. And if you do what's called a bundle, you'll save a bunch of money. It did me, and it will you too. And they've got the safe driver discounts and all of that. So go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, for more information, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We were talking during the break, and you brought up an interesting point, which was?
Well, I think, Captain, as we watch these things, you know, sort of play out on our televisions and devices and various Internet-connected things, we're seeing what's happening in Seattle. And I'm wondering
in real time.
In real time, exactly. And I'm wondering if people across the nation are starting to think, well, what happens if this occurs in my local area?
They are.
Are the police going to be just powerless to do anything?
Well, you heard what was said in Texas yesterday. Don't come to Texas and try doing that.
Well, exactly. Well, and that's just not even just like a funny thing either. I mean,
it wasn't funny. They were serious.
That's right. That's right. But you see, I think that, you know, if someone were to take over parts of the city in your local area, or my local area here in Southern California, people might think, surely the police will come in, I don't want to say guns blazing, but using force in order to restore order so that I can conduct my business or live in my home.
Yeah, well, in Dallas yesterday, the president revealed his plan for revitalizing America's cities and distressed communities, and one of them was he did an executive order on policing. The president announced that he was finalizing an executive order to encourage police departments nationwide to meet the highest standards in the use of force by police officers, including tactics for de-escalation. Now, I told you the other day, if this means going back to the stun gun, have at it.
Well, right. This whole idea of the less than lethal or non-lethal type force to subdue someone who is evading arrest or is, interacting with the police, obviously, in a violent way, that may be something that they're going to go to. But, of course, at the same time, police officers, one of the things that backs them up in terms of enforcing the law is their ability to defend not only themselves but defend the public, public trust, and have to be able to use force when necessary.
And then they've got another weapon that they've got now that they can use. It's non-lethal. It's a gun that fires like a ball, kind of like a little small cannonball. It's the best description I can come up with. And it's got like pepper spray in it or whatever the situation may happen to be. And that's what stops the party from doing whatever they're doing in their tracks. Now, is that something that can be done and will work all the time? Maybe. We'll see.
Yes, exactly. But the training would have to be such that it would have to be so obvious when this is usable, because the police officers have to make literally split-second decisions because they can be killed by someone who is who has a weapon of their own, or they're trying to protect somebody else.
Yeah.
It would all have to be figured out somehow. Yeah.
Now, the other thing that they did was allowed more money to be released into some of these, they call them opportunity zones, and it's where tax cuts are made available for the underserved communities where they haven't had a chance to get any financial aid before to try to clean up the area. And the administration is working now to set aside billions of dollars in federal loan dollars to assist the African-American business owners directly who haven't been able to do this because, number one, they either don't know how to do the paperwork, which is a common occurrence, or, number two, they don't know about the resource, which is also a common occurrence. Now, when it comes to health care, the president wanted to fix the disparities in health care outcomes for the minority communities, too, which is another problem. And that means improving access to high-quality telemedicine, increasing the use of mobile care, testing, reforming public health data processes, and addressing chronic conditions for the at-risk populations.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, I think what had been transpiring up to the COVID-19 and, of course, now the protests and subsequent riots was that things were getting better across the board for different groups because the economy, the rising tide was lifting all the boats. And quite frankly, these are all good things to be able to do. The different the loan programs, social programs, these kinds of things. But you know, Captain, there are those who really don't want those things to really make a big impact because they would rather have the political clout to continue to say everything is going terrible. But instead, you have people like President Trump, and the Democrats and the far left are going to have a real hard time trying to convince the African-American community that somehow President Trump has always been hell-bent against them, because it is absolutely untrue, and his policies reflect that he was trying to help all Americans, because that's how we make real progress.
Well, government works a whole lot better when it's not being looked at from above to the people down below. It works a lot better when it starts from the people down below looking up top, and you put yourself in that mindset.
Well, sure, and because also people like President Trump, who have been in business for many years, they understand that you have to do what works. And you're right, a 10,000 or 30,000-foot viewpoint may sound good theoretically, and this, quite frankly, this is where the anarchists are coming from. They're not coming from a real point of view. They're coming from a purely academic, theoretical, on-paper, sort of bizarre fantasy world.
And I want to thank our friend Johanna, who sent me a little message here and said that, and I was reading the news story, Johanna, so that was what was in it. She said it wasn't 48 people that were shot, it was 84. 18 of which died in Chicago.
Oh, wow. That's
even worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, again, the president, you know, touting the economy and trying to help out the racial justice fix, if you will, as some people have called it, and, again, rejecting the police defunding. We cannot defund the police. We cannot disband the police. We cannot have people out there like what these people want to do in Chaz. They want the police, first of all, defunded, number one, and then they want them still to be there to protect, but they want them put in there unarmed. That is asking for the murder of some police officers unarmed. That'll never happen, ever.
Well, right, and you know, Captain, as I think one of the people in the chat room the other night mentioned the term Mogadishu. Well, that's kind of what we're starting to see, because there is not one. There's some rapper who's somehow a leader, quote-unquote, in the Chaz, but there are other factions. And so that really, by definition, is warlords, just as we saw in places like Mogadishu. I think it was the governor of Texas earlier saying, this is where we're headed if we keep going down this road across the country.
And a couple of big news stories happened yesterday. First of all, I'll give the one that was the most recent. Last night, we found out Jacksonville, Florida is going to get the Republican convention. The presidential convention is coming to Jacksonville. This is going to be fantastic because I've already been told by our people here at my station, as well as my network, that I'll be able to go and broadcast there because it is in Florida. It's about 2.5 hours away from where I'm at, but I'll be able to broadcast up there. I'll also be able to probably work the floor like you've seen some of those reporters on the floor with microphones and little headsets.
Yep.
You might see me doing it.
That's right. Say, look out, here comes the captain.
Yeah. I'll have one of those. I was thinking about getting one of those reporter hats and put captain on it, but anyway. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, and then, of course, we've got the big MAGA rally, which is going to start everything out June the 19th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And yesterday they were giving out free tickets by the boatload, and I understand they've already given out 30,000 tickets, and I'm not sure exactly where they're going, but it could be because that's the home of Oral Roberts University.
Right.
It could be either the arena that's there, or it could be one of the football stadiums that's there.
Yes, they're very possible. But you know, Captain, in the halls of Democrat power, they are like a supervillain sitting there going, curses, curses, Trump's going to have rallies again.
Yeah, and like I say, they've already given out 30,000 tickets. If it's in a stadium, I believe the stadium is there, seats about 55,000 or 60,000 people. Won't that be something?
Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're going to come right back, and we're going to take a look at the highways and byways on the Captain's America Third Watch. So, this is a Friday morning, end of the week for a lot. I still got the weekend, but we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brut.
All righty. And that's my gal pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia. She and her husband Don own and operate the Double D Ranch up there. Got a bunch of horses up there, and they take them out and they do the English-style riding, and they also have a big stable there. But the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on by. Go in there. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. The Captain's America Third Watch. Here we go. We're going to rock.
Come back for more.
a mama, I'm so all dependent, I just around. Kendall calls her mama, I'm so all dependent as it's around. Yeah, all dependent now. Alrighty, that's Black Crowes and a little blast from the past, and yeah, that's rocking it all right. If that doesn't get your blood moving, ain't nothing going to do it. Even that cup of coffee's not going to help, and I got Eric rocking around the kitchen table there, I think. All right, let's go back here to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's talk about what's going on, because we do have heavy rain in the southeast that's developing right now and will be over the weekend. Severe weather in the northwest is starting to come in there, up towards Montana, up into Idaho, and eastern Carolinas. There's going to be some more rain over into southeast Georgia and northern Florida as a frontal zone stalls. Now, this front that's stalling, part of it has to do with what's going on out there in California and, let's see, Nevada and Utah and Arizona along I-40. You've got critical fire weather conditions tonight, expected all the way across right through the weekend. Take it away.
Well, that's right, Captain. And, of course, we do have fire weather warnings in Death Valley National Park, so really no.
And all that's up there, last I knew, was a desert.
Exactly. But, of course, all around Las Vegas, as you said, up through Nevada, we've got a wind advisory, and then also fire weather warning and high wind watch up around Carson City and Reno, Nevada again as well. In Northern California, it looks like we're going to have some little bit of cooling as we head into the weekend, but temperatures going up again as we start into the week. And down here in Southern California, about the same, but we should be getting a little bit more cooler weather, hopefully, as we head into the weekend. Not a whole lot on the satellite, but just a little bit. So that's what it looks like out in the west right now.
Yeah, and we've also got some fog tonight. Coming out of Denver, if you're in Colorado going up towards Nebraska, up 76, you're going to have some fog going that way to about the Nebraska line. There's also some fog going up 25 towards Wyoming if you're going up towards Cheyenne. Also down in Texas tonight, again, and this has been going on pretty much every night this week, Kyle, in the Metroplex around Dallas, we've got some fog there between Dallas and Fort Worth. And if you're going up 35, you'll have it just about to the Oklahoma line.
Exactly right. And, of course, we also have had those storms in the Midwest, as you mentioned, about the Northeast. In various areas, we've got literally thousands of people who were in the dark on Wednesday as a result of those storms with power going out.
And believe it or not, there is still cold weather way, way, way up north, Minnesota way, in northeastern Minnesota, up there towards Duluth. They've got a big old hard freeze warning going on up there tonight, so that could be interesting for them. So welcome to winter in almost the middle of June.
Yeah, no kidding. Isn't that something? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we do have some rain tonight to talk about and some flooding conditions to talk about right now going across the central part of North Carolina and the central part of South Carolina. This is about Florence, roughly about Florence up towards Fayetteville, North Carolina right now. And then we do have areas where we have had flooding. And down in South Florida, we got some showers in the mix down there. We had some pretty good thunderboomers in the afternoon. Noon down here in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there you go. But anyway, that is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report for this hour. And keep in mind, it's always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J truck stops nearest you. Now, the Pilots and the Flying J's, they have really stepped up their game, because you've got McDonald's in some of these Pilots. You've got Wendy's in some of these Pilots. You've got Arby's in some of these Pilots. They've also got the Dairy Queens with their full service menu, and boy, they got a really good menu. If you haven't been to a Dairy Queen, you need to go there and find out. It's not just about ice cream. And of course, you can find a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell there too. And then
the Flying J spokes, nice sit-down restaurants, Denny's in some of them, Huddle Houses in others, Moe's Southwest Grill in the ones especially out west. And you'll find out that you will have the opportunity to grab yourself something really good to eat while you're there. All right, well, Kyle, hang on, because we have got the man, the myth, the legend, 60 Seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, boss. Ladies and gentlemen, here we are, 63 million Americans. Okay, you see the left? No shame. No shame. If you want to know, you know, in the Bronx, they say you got to spit truth. That means everything you got comes out of your mouth has got to be truth. That's what we have here. For the last 3.5 years, it's right here with the captain. Everything is recorded right here. Everything we said. I could have arrested the whole team a long time. I don't need Horowitz's report. I knew that was already, the FBI was corrupted. The Rosenstein, that charade you play, you think that could fool a Corleone? Are you out of your mind? And if that was Lindsey Graham or Ted Cruz, they would have done the same to you, but the only thing is you would have folded like a cheap suit. Donald didn't fold, praise God, because he didn't do anything wrong. Back to the business. 435 House members. I'm still looking for my list. I sent Tom Cotton his money. I'm looking to send senators that are going to stand up and make America great again. And 435 House members that are going to do the same. Okay? And that little farce they played over here, Captain, over at St. Pete.
Yeah.
Please educate the people about how they do that here and tell them. God bless you. Love you. And the left will do anything. And the millionaires are telling us to vote for Joe Biden. Please. Joe Biden couldn't run a lemonade stand. Sucks. Let's go.
Okay. All right. That's Todd in Tampa. And Todd must have had his coffee early tonight, Kyle.
That's right. Yeah, he's on a roll.
Yeah. And, you know, the points that he brings to the table, and this is why he does what he does, are absolutely spot on. We need to light a fire under these people that are sitting there going, well, it'll go away. It'll be okay. It's no big problem. We can just sing Kumbaya and have cookies and milk today. No, these people want to destroy our country. They don't want to just change it. They want to turn it upside down, shake it out, and take all the money that's there because they want to take money and make it equal for everyone. Those that have it, we're going to give it to the ones that don't. And then they'll be all equal with everyone else. I mean, I get so sick and tired of hearing this, and people are probably thinking I'm being a little nuts myself here, but it's the truth.
Well, and Captain, we've seen the same tactics in history. We can go to the Communist Revolution in China.
You bet.
We can go to the Marxist Revolution in Russia. We can go see all these things, and we hear the same stuff.
Yep. And these students, okay, for the college students, the high school students that are listening to me right now, and I know they are, you've been indoctrinated. My God, this has been going on since the 60s. The 60s. This is all part of the Coward Pivot strategy. It's all part of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. It's all a part of the fundamental transformation of America. And if you're too stupid to see this, go buy the damn book, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and take a look at it and see if your teachers haven't been teaching you out of that book all this time. The rules, the regulations, the way to do things. See if they haven't been doing it. It's very simple. There's 13 rules. As a matter of fact, one of these nights I'm going to go back and I'm going to do all 13 of them again. And we'll see how that works out. That'd be an interesting show, Kyle.
It sure would.
Yeah, because it's true. All right, hold the fort there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more. And if you come to the United States, come here and become one of us. We don't want you to come over here and try to be a Russian in America. No, you be an American in America with Russian descent. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.